See, anybody remembers Mike Woods coming in fourth in one of the races Hayden won, except, of course, Mike Woods, who has had 4 years to reflect that if only he had shaved a sixth of a second from each of his laps, he'd have come home with an Olympic medal. He is Dr. Mike Woods. He has more important things to do than compete in the Olympics again. But as Heywood Hale-Bruhn tells us now, he's there competing again.
...31-year-old Dr. Mike Woods of Milwaukee is perhaps the best U.S. hope for an Olympic distance skating medal at Sarajevo.
Might get a little bit of a taste of garlic in your mouth and you just kind of slowly fade off into dreamland. And we'll see you in the recovery room, huh?
Woods is a staff anesthesiologist at the Milwaukee Veterans Administration Hospital.
You may have to supplement him a little bit with neosinephrine.
He sees himself, whether under a woolen hat or a surgical cap, as performing tasks which, philosophically at least, have similarities.
Neither one's really monotonous. The skating may look monotonous, but actually it's not. Every push that we take, or that I take anyway, I'm concentrating on what I'm doing. And in a weird sort of way, I guess they're even similar.
Can you open your eyes for me? Just gonna help you breathe a little bit.
Both require an inordinate amount of concentration. To be a good physician, particularly with patients who are essentially critically ill for a short period of time, takes a lot of concentration. On the other hand, skating, it's the same way. You're watching me go around in circles this afternoon for 50 laps, and it may look monotonous, but the ability to do that with some speed and at the same time do so efficiently takes an inordinate amount of continuous concentration with every push that I take. And so in that way, they're similar. They're high achievement sorts of things, goal-oriented types of things.
Like many driven people, Woods finds failure almost a stimulus. In two previous Olympic efforts, he finished 12th and 4th at 10,000 meters. Still, after a two-year layoff for the urgent realities of a medical residency...
Thanks, Carl.
It took only an invitation to help raise funds for a local skating facility to send him back to the repetitive swoops of the training regimen.
Last year, somebody taught me into doing a marathon skate, in which I skated approximately 250 miles. And part of the thing with that was that I didn't want to hurt myself. And I found that by the middle of winter, I was in pretty reasonable shape. I could skate in the distances as well as most Americans. And I also found that I had fairly fond memories and, on the other hand, bittersweet memories at the same time getting fourth in the last Olympics in the 10,000.
A large part of any sports page these days is a march of mighty numbers, the awards of big-time athletics. For Dr. Mike Woods, however, the numbers that are interesting are the fractions of a second, which may mean he is marching toward an Olympic speed skating medal. And the number he's sure of is the financial sacrifice the march has asked of him. For young doctors, VA hospitals are rich only in experience, and Woods' wages are eroded by half because of time taken off for training.
It's cost me financially, there's no doubt about that. This year, I've missed 20 weeks of work as a practicing anesthesiologist, and that kind of financial loss adds up real quickly. But it hasn't been a burden. I'd much rather be doing than what I'm doing than making money.
4-5, 4-5.
Sue Woods, who works as a nurse, spends her slim allowance of free time fighting frostbite and clocking her husband on his athletic rounds.
I'm happy to help him out now. He's very considerate of my feelings. Whenever I go out, no matter what the weather is, he says thank you to me whenever I give him time, lap times. It's been rewarding to me also. you know, my time will come. It always does. Things even out.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and paralyze him, huh?
Woods enjoys teaching, whether in the operating room or on the ice, but has discovered that making things clear is sometimes rather like skating in sand.
Teaching an athletic sort of thing is more frustrating than teaching something in the classroom, because what I'm doing not really in the classroom, but in the operating room, I can tell somebody a fact, they can absorb it. If they go home and read a little bit about it, they can tell me about it the next day.
But what you have is a patient that looks like a fish that's out of water, essentially.
But when I'm on the ice and I tell somebody that I want them to rotate their hip in such and such a direction and push at such and such a time, they can absorb it, they can go home and read about it, and when it comes time to do it, it just doesn't always happen. And so in a strange sort of way, coaching is much more frustrating.
Do you find that some of your fellow physicians regard you as a celebrity, that you're different from other doctors because you are a world-class athlete?
A little bit. I think not so much from the doctors, but doctors in general have large egos, and the majority of them aren't impressed really by much of anything except the things that they're doing, you know. But a lot of the people around the hospital, I guess, are a little bit impressed, you know. I think they're happy for me and their friends, and they're particularly glad that they're going to be able to watch a large event like this and know somebody in it. I think they're excited about that. I don't think I'm considered particularly a celebrity. I don't think anyone looks at me any differently than their other cohorts.
As I said, if you don't like it, melt it down and have your teeth fixed with that.
I'll have a different attitude, I think, after this game than I had after the last ones. It hurt real bad the last time when I finished fourth. And I think win, lose, or draw, I've had a real good time at this year. I think no matter how things go in Yugoslavia, I'll be glad I did things the way I did. And I'll be competitive.